Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hi, welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Krecha. I'm the program director for the Autism and Scouting program, as well as the co-founder of Autism Empowerment, a 501c3 nonprofit based out of Vancouver, but serving individuals and families not only in the Vancouver area, but regionally, locally, and worldwide. Today's air date, if you're listening, is October 8th. If you're listening live, we welcome you back to the show. We always welcome your feedback and want to hear from you. We did take a little bit of a summer hiatus because we've been off doing a lot of creative things over the summer and getting ready for this fall scouting season. For those of you listening on the Autism and Scouting Radio for the first time, this podcast is part of the Autism Empowerment, Autism and Scouting program. To get more information about the Autism and Scouting program and Autism Empowerment, after this broadcast, you can visit us at www.autismempowerment.org, or you can join us on Facebook or Twitter. If you're interested in an upcoming broadcast or listening to previous broadcasts in archive or via podcast, you can get all that information there as well. Today, we're going to be joined by Karen Krecha, the Executive Director of Autism Empowerment, and we'll be talking about some of the things that we've been working on behind the scenes, both at the Autism and Scouting Program as well as the Autism Empowerment Program in general. So without further ado, let's bring Karen on and get rolling. Welcome, Karen.
Hello, John, and hello to our Autism and Scouting Radio guests. It's wonderful to be back talking with you again, and I look forward to co-hosting with John today.
Absolutely. And if you just I'm a little bit rusty because I've been off the air for about 4 months, but we do have some other great shows planned coming up in the near future, as well as we will be having an anti-bullying panel, or not a panel, but anti-bullying show tomorrow on the Autism Empowerment Radio show, and I'm sure Karen will mention that again before we get off the air. And we'd like to do an Autism and Scouting Bullying, Anti-Bullying, because October is Anti-Bullying Awareness Month, and tomorrow is PACER.org, which is one of the premier organizations that supports anti-bullying. It has their National Unity Day, which is tomorrow. So just wanted to give that a quick plug. Today what we're going to do, though, is we're going to look back over the summer and what we've done and kind of look forward to what's kind of coming for the rest of the year and into 2014. First of all, we'd like to, what we've done is a soft launch of our website at www.autismempowerment.org. And on that site, there's a large section now dedicated to the Autism and Scouting program. And what I'd like to do is have Karen talk about the overall feel or theme of the website in general, because it's important that our listeners get an idea of how the Autism and Empowerment core values are dedicated throughout all of the programs, including the Autism and Scouting program. Sorry about that. So, Karen, can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, I'd be happy to, John. The Autism Empowerment website relaunch, well, that's been a program that has been in planning for quite some time. The actual website redesign process took oh, I'd say about 4 to 5 months, and we were blessed as an organization to have some pro bono consulting services from Wimmer Solutions in Seattle, and a special thank you to Michael Glass for helping us with our website, and to Nicole Browning from Wimmer Solutions for that as well. A lot of the concept and design was done by Autism Empowerment volunteers, and John and I personally worked on a large portion of the site in order to create something that would be usable, meaningful, and impactful so that individuals coming in, not just for autism and scouting resources, but for autism and Asperger resources in general, would feel comfortable and welcome and realize that they had reached a website that had a philosophy of positivity, and that our pillars of accept, enrich, inspire, and empower were throughout the site, embedded within the programs, embedded within the content of our blogs and radio shows. And so we really wanted to create a welcoming environment for our community. So I know that would take up quite a bit of the show. We're actually going to be doing a show today at Autism Empowerment Radio. I'll be hosting that, and John will be coming in for that at 2. And if you go to our website at autismempowerment.org, you can get the link to that there. Also on our Facebook page at facebook.com/autismempowerment. John, I'd like to ask your guests, when they visit the autismempowerment.org website, to embrace the philosophy of autism empowerment in general. And you mentioned the core values, our mission and vision and goals, our core values and beliefs. Those are things that are very important to us. And they set us apart from other autism organizations. Everyone on our board is either on the autism spectrum or related closely to someone who is. So we consider ourselves as an organization to be proactive autism allies. And as you will look in the Autism and Scouting Program section, the content that we provide is not just factual or regurgitated stuff that's been cut and paste from other websites. We aim to create meaningful content that is going to be impactful to the people in the autism and Asperger communities. And although, of course, we don't reinvent the wheel, of course, we have content that we use from partners who've developed excellent content, we also want to make sure that people know that we are dedicated towards promoting a lot of resources on our own. So that's just kind of a brief little overall summary of the site. We invite you to click the autismempowerment.org homepage and check out our About Us section, and realize that the site is a huge work in progress. We did launch just on Thursday, October 3rd. There are still some glitches and bugs to be worked out. We are going to have a new resource directory that is searchable throughout the website. Right now, a lot of our resources are based out of the Southwest Washington, Portland metro area. We do have a bullying prevention resources page. We have a resources section for individuals on the autism spectrum. We have a wide range of different things, but we're going to be working on getting that a little bit better organized so that it will be easy for our visitors to search for the things that are relevant and interesting to them. I guess that's about it for right there, John. Anything else you wanted me to cover?
Well, no, that's great. Just so people have an idea of kind of the feel of the overall feel of the site, because I think it's important that we have a unified message, not only going through the Autism and Scouting Program, but that it reflects back to the Autism Empowerment, the main nonprofit that's supporting this program, that there's a unified message going throughout the site and throughout you know, the message that we're trying to convey.
And that is, you know, we have a section specifically dedicated to the Autism and Scouting Program. On our previous website, if you had been there, there was just maybe a couple pages that really talked about it. A lot of the content was offline or through the Autism and Scouting Facebook, PDFs, things like that. We're now very intent on bringing this content directly to be accessible through the autismempowerment.org website, and have added a lot of different pages that are dedicated to both the Autism and Scouting radio show, as well as the program itself. So, John, I was kind of hoping that you might want to talk about Autism and Scouting Radio in relations to our website and what kinds of improvements we've made there.
Absolutely. And as Karen had indicated, I think there was only like maybe two or three pages before. Now there's multiple pages, and one of the biggest new sections is our Autism and Scouting Radio section. To make it easier for our listeners, you who are listening right now, to be able to access the information. We want you to be able to access this information not only for your own personal use and your own personal growth so you can help support those scouts out there that who are on the autism spectrum, but also to be able to share the information with other people. Currently, the radio is broken down by guests. There's a couple different ways you can access the information. You can either go to our Autism Empowerment Radio Network page, which gives a link to both the Autism and Scouting Radio or the Autism Empowerment Radio, because there's a lot of good, wonderful content that's really should be accessed on our main radio station as well, because we do a lot of individual personalized content developed here at Autism Empowerment and Autism Empowerment Radio, because we want to be able to reach out to the folks out there and give them the information, and so it can be mobile. So you can either get it there. We also have access where you can go to iTunes and get the information there. But one of the neatest sections is that you can now search by guest. So if you know of a particular guest that has been on the radio show before and you want to see what they've talked about, you can do that. We do expect to be expanding that where you can not only choose by guest but by a topic. And that's going to be expanded not only through the Autism and Scouting radio show, but we're going to also be doing that on the Autism Empowerment Radio Network as well, and that's, a work in progress, but that's something where if you want to plug in and, like, for example, look at the radio stations on anything that we've done about bullying or special interests, where you can go and then just get that information, or differences on the differences between a sensory issue and a behavioral issue. So you can have easier access to learn about the information. There's also a page dedicated to our blogs. We've been blogging for almost 2 years, and we're still in the process of bringing all of our blogs that we've done in the past over to our site, and that's, again, a work in progress, which it'll take some more time, but it's definitely, it'll give you, the listeners, access to one click, either listen to something or read something, however you best learn or want to learn. We're going to have those types of access points. So that's kind of two of the sections so far that I've covered on the website.
Hey, John?
The new section. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think what you're doing is great. I just thought it might be interesting to give people that visual, since you're talking about people learning differently. Why don't you give them a visual? Because we've been doing, you mentioned searching by guest, but we've done more than just that search capability. We've actually created a special page for each previous Autism Empowerment Radio and Autism and Scouting Radio guest. And this is where you can learn about the topics that they've talked about on air, as well as learn about some of their background, their bio, their experience in scouting, their awards, and you can connect with them at their website. They're really good pages for you to connect with the people that we've interviewed, because a lot of the people that we bring on our show bring a wide range of expertise, and we want you to be able to not just plug in and listen once, but to be able to be connected for the long haul. So why don't you give an example, maybe Sean Williams, someone who's appeared on both shows. What would his page look like, or maybe perhaps even Tony May?
Absolutely. If you're not familiar, Sean Williams is a very dedicated scouter out of the St. Charles, Illinois area. He's been on multiple times. So if you scroll, you'd go in into Autism Scouting Radio, and to the left there's a pull down, and you just go down and find Sean Williams. you click on his name, and then that would bring up his page. And on that page, it would be on top of different lists of his different radio shows that he's been on. Currently, he's been on the radio show, both the Autism and Scouting radio show 4 times, and he's been on the Autism Empowerment radio show 1 time. So you can easily access and go directly to those shows. Underneath that would be where you'd be able to contact him, either via email or Facebook or other different ways. Then underneath that, you could actually go down and you're saying, well, I'm not sure what the Great Race for Autism Awareness is, for example, one of the shows that we did. You could go down underneath the photos that we typically have, and then you could say, and each show has a very short bio on what is in each individual show. So you could go and look to see what interests you. And then we want to give you a feel of our guests and their experience as well. So what we've done is give a short bio, and then on the Autism and Scouting side, we actually give the different scouting positions that they've had and different awards that they've had. So you can see what kind of experience we're bringing to the shows and to you, the listening audience. Same thing with Tony May. Tony is the chair for the special BSA, Boy Scouts of America, Special Needs Committee, and we've done multiple shows with him. And again, those would be something that you could just go and find out what the shows were all about, and then you could choose and pick and choose which show that you wanted. This way, it's a kind of both a visual way that you can kind of get a feel of the show, and then you can go and take your time going through that information as well.
Mm-hmm. And one nice thing that's complimentary about that is that a lot of times we have radio guests who also do guest blogs or writing of articles for the Autism Empowerment website. So we have links to any of that information there as well. So we really have developed the website to be able to have a lot of content cross-referenced so that you have multiple different ways to be able to plug in and use social media to share those things also with your communities.
Absolutely. And I think that's the important key that Karen just said, is that we want to be able to get the information out to as many people as possible. It's not just, we want you, the listeners, to be an active part of the Autism and Scouting community and to spread the awareness and the acceptance, more importantly, to all of the different volunteers, the parents, and ultimately the end goal is to help the scouts who are on the autism spectrum be more successful in their journey in scouting and be able to stay in the program longer and develop more skills. I mean, it's all about, when it boils down to everything that we're doing here, it comes down to we want to be able to support the youth ultimately, whoever is on the spectrum. In addition, we want to be able to support the leaders who are on the spectrum as well, because many times what happens is the leaders tend to be the parents, and many times there's a genetic component to autism, so a lot of times the parents actually also have either Asperger's or autism themselves, so we want to be able to provide them the support as well. But the ultimate goal is to help those, the individuals, the families, and the caregivers of the autism community. And I think that's kind of driving that home, that's the ultimate goal, is to making sure that their journey is more successful.
So you're talking about the Autism and Scouting Program journey, because, as a website and as an organization, we support individuals and families of all ages and abilities within the autism spectrum community. So as a whole, we serve all ages, all stages of life, all abilities. Within autism and scouting is generally from what, ages 5 to 25 usually, at the youth level. But, John, you made an excellent point. Not only are a lot of the parents and volunteers potentially on the spectrum themselves, but our scouting youth that are on the spectrum, we're hoping that one day when they get older and have families of their own, that they'll continue the scouting journey with their own children. And of course, this information is going to be relevant to them from multiple ages there as well. So speaking of autism and scouting support, I know that there is a new section on the website regarding that, John, and I thought you might want to talk to that a little bit.
Excellent. That was a beautiful segue, by the way. Yes. what we've done is created a couple different avenues to get information out there. First is an autism and scouting resource section. And on that, it's going to be external links where you can go and find additional information about autism around the, on the web. And we want to be able to give, again, additional resources that you can't find necessarily yet on the autism and scouting program pages. But we want to be able to say, you know, we're a world community, and we're trying to bring you the best information possible. The second area is autism and scouting pages. There's three different pages under that particular heading, and one's directly dedicated for the scouting youth. Again, it all starts with the youth if, who are on the autism spectrum. We want to be able to support them directly. Next, there's a page to help support the scouting families, because if the scout doesn't get direct support from the family, then more than likely they're not going to be successful overall. And then finally, we have a section for scouting volunteers, the scout leaders out there that are working directly with each individual scout, you know, on a weekly, on a daily, not daily, but a weekly basis. And because there's a lot of information there, especially there's a lot of links talking about autism in general terms, talking about autism when working in the realm of scouting. There's just a ton of information, and it basically incorporates a lot of the information found throughout the entire Autism Empowerment website, because the information on the Autism Empowerment website is very, very powerful to use. And we don't want people just to be stuck in the autism and scouting sections, because there's so much information in so many other places. And I think there's links to different places on the website where we can get more information. We want to be able to provide the knowledge for scout leaders as best we can in the best, use and the best ways we can get them the information. And then lastly, there's another completely dedicated section to this autism scouting program, which is the autism scouting training. Here we have direct links to different training, direct trainings that the volunteer leaders can take part in. They can plug in different areas around the country. But we're going to be having the main gist of that particular section will be where the Autism Empowerment, Autism Scouting Leadership Training Kit will go. And so that's kind of where that's where the home for that will be once that's completely developed.
And that's a project that we've been working on the entire year. Obviously, the website has been something that's also a work in progress, but the Leadership Training Kit is something specifically dedicated towards scouting. And, John, I know you've done shows about it in the past. I was hoping you might be able to give people an update, and just if they're unfamiliar with what the concept might be, just a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I know we only have maybe about 5 or 6 minutes left, but I'll be more than happy to give a quick update. Autism Scouting will be producing 500 leadership training kits through a grant that we received through Autism Speaks. And, again, we do have other shows that you can link back to on podcasts that talks more about this. And the kits were going to be provided free at cost or minimal cost to scout units around the United States. The kit will have a wealth of knowledge about sensory issues, myths, and facts will be part of the kit. We hope to have it ready for shipping by the end of November. And so to get really the information out to the leaders, this is going to be something that we see as something that will be valuable, that will directly impact the scouts themselves, because if we can make an impact on the leaders and have them understand what how to best work with the scout, know the differences when a sensory issue happens versus a behavioral issue. There's just going to be a lot of good content information, and we're going to be, but we'll also have that available on the website for download. The majority of it for downloadable as well. So if you can't, if you don't get a physical copy, you'll be able to get a lot of the information as well downloadable. Does that make sense? Hopefully.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. We're going to have, like, for example, things in PDF form. We are going to, there's going to be a visual component and audio component, those things as well. We'll have them in different formats, and we're also going to have supplemental training. There'll be the kit, but we want people to realize that we're not going to be just leaving them with access to information one time, that it's going to be an ongoing thing. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. And I wanted to point out really quickly, I know we don't have much time, but sometimes we get asked, well, why just autism and scouting information? Because they're not necessarily familiar when they hear autism and scouting. They think, well, why not special needs and scouting, or why are you calling it that? And the short reason is, okay, autism and scouting is part of the Autism Empowerment Program. We're a nonprofit 501c3 dedicated to providing more meaningful life to individuals and families in the autism and Asperger communities. Okay, that's the short answer. But the long answer is, a lot of the things that we offer are applicable to the special needs community, to the neurotypical community as a whole. And we don't want to pigeonhole ourselves by saying that these resources are only applicable towards individuals that are autistic or Aspie or consider themselves on the spectrum. But we wanted to kind of give an explanation out there. When we put together our kit, we actually are going to be including resources from other special needs scouting programs and talking about co-conditions as well. So just wanted to mention that, because that's a question that comes up quite often, and we want to be able to let leaders know that when we're supporting them for working with kids with autism, a lot of the information that we're providing is applicable to all the kids, all the scouts we'll be working with.
Absolutely. And I think it's important that we want to be able to support all scouts, but you know, obviously our mission is driven by our mission statement and our core values. So one quick thing, we got about 2 minutes left. I want to touch on real quick, jumping back to the website. We do have a new program that we're kind of launching with the website. It's a world unit locator. I get calls all the time asking for people, trying to find a unit in their area. And what we're trying to do, and this is definitely a work in progress, is to roll out a new program where people commit to their units, commit to being a sensory-friendly unit that will work with youth on the autism spectrum. And for the most part, that kind of goes hand-in-hand with the special needs community as well. And then we will list them on our website. It's not a direct endorsement of them, or of the leaders or of the unit, but it's just saying that these people have committed to follow a certain way to when working with youth. So we want to make sure that's clear. It's just kind of for information only, but we want to be able to have these units be able to commit to something more substantial. So, and that information will be up there. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, that's great. I mean, people are looking for autism-friendly, special needs-friendly units. They're looking for basically units that accept their kids and can include them and accept them for who they are. So if you're listening and you are part of a unit that you feel would be a great unit to be added to this program, please go ahead and contact John. We have a new email address, scouting@autismempowerment.org. And, John, why don't you talk a little bit more and lead us out of the show?
Absolutely. I want to thank Karen, first of all, for joining us today. And I apologize again to everyone for my rustiness as far as hosting. I know it'll get better. Again, being off for a couple months, I'll work out the kinks. And but, yeah, we want to promote not only acceptance, but awareness, but acceptance. That's the key, is the accepting of everyone who is either on the autism spectrum, their families, and so that's what we're looking for. And we value everyone, and we want to make sure that everyone is feeling accepted and has a place to go. We really want to thank everyone for coming back to Autism and Scouting Radio. And with that, we will hopefully be having more shows in the very near future. Keep on looking back, and we'll keep on plugging into the Facebook page, and we'll be having the information there. So thank you very much for coming in, and thank you again, Karen, for joining us today.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much to our Autism and Scouting Radio community. We appreciate you.
You've been listening to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab or visit our Autism and Scouting page. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.